Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you.
It's going to be a good week. Do you see the weather this week? I know Brittany's coming on later, but...
No, it sure felt like fall.
On Saturday.
Week, Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday.
Felt bad. I walked over to Lake Park. I thought they were supposed to have those balloons.
Yes, Friday.
When? Oh, it's Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, I went over there on Saturday.
Day late, dollar short.
Did you look out your window? And there, no, there must have been, yeah.
I could have seen them.
Yes, and then 50,000 other people. But
oh, man. But there weren't that many people there that night. The weather was pretty crappy.
On Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday night. They had great entertainment. I was telling Todd, I want to get the name of this one young girl. She, I think, was the lead, the start. I think they had three different groups. And I was listening from my apartment. It's like, I got to go see this.
Yeah.
Her voice was spectacular.
We were at a wedding, and they brought in a band from Nashville. And
oh my gosh.
That was an entertainment band. They had behind stage just all clothes to dressing to go,
yeah.
Wardrobe changes and just great, great music. People danced all night. A lot of times weddings, you get there and it's like, okay, people start. But nobody really, I just want to say they did have a pretty captive audience because... they lived on the edge in Ephraim, and to go, you parked in the church, and then they bused you to the home. So,
That's cool.
Yeah, well, yeah. Think about that though.
So you're kind of stuck there.
Yeah.
Can't sneak out. Yeah.
The word Alcatraz came up.
I gotta go have a smoke. Where did he go?
You can't do that there because it's till the bus comes, and that's when you leave. But. Everybody was going to stay
like
anyway.
Sounds like International Food Day.
Yeah, right? It's amazing. Thing. It's like the school system, right? The buses kind of control when school is going to be or not going to be. And anyway, it was great because that would have been hard to park at where that house was or that whatever it was. So the buses, if they didn't start running till 9:30, and sometimes people sneak out a little bit earlier than 9:30.
Yeah. Well, I think it's cool when they have like golf carts or ATVs bringing people. Like that.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
This guy didn't show up till later, so whatever. It was great. It was just an unbelievable wedding. Just congrats to them.
I want to hang out with you just for a weekend, Jim.
Just to go to some of those events.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That and like I said last weekend too, that wedding in Oconomowoc with that Pabst Mansion. That's just fun. Weddings are great, right? You're happy anyway, and
Okay. I gotta ask you a question.
Fireworks.
I gotta ask you this question.
Yeah.
And you gotta be honest.
Yeah.
Does the amount of the check you give to the person hinge someone on their status?
Well, that's after the fact. But there were...
Like if my cousin Tony got married and said, hey, I really like the mayor. Can you come on over? We're having it over there at,
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was, I think, not to talk, social classes or anything, but... Those friends, they own businesses or doctors, hang with other doctors. It's just one of those things. But they're the nicest people on the planet.
I think it's cool. We're hanging with a doctor this morning.
We are.
Introduce her.
Oh, no, she's the one being on the
radio. Come on, please. Like I said, last time I talked to you, you were 11 years old.
Yeah.
Okay? And I remember it plain as day. You and your mom were doing a drive at Notre Dame High School for Iraq, stuff for Iraq and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
So that would have been, I think, 2006. Do you remember that?
That was a long time ago. I do not remember this.
No, I thought you said you did. Wow. All right.
She remembers meeting you.
Because you were helping your mom.
Right.
I remember meeting you at the radio show. I went with my dad. You had a show.
Oh, at IXX?
We went.
That
yes,
one?
Oh, IXX. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think we tried to make you sing, didn't we?
Probably.
Tried to get you to do something.
Well, you're making me come on here now.
Well, I think this is
he told
awesome.
Me I could just sit in the back.
I did. I said, she says, I don't want to come because I don't want to be on the radio. I said, that's fine. Just sit in the back.
No, he has a way of doing this.
Yes,
like,
I do.
You don't have to do anything, and then here we are.
Yeah. So do people call you doctor? Dr. Schmidt? Or no, Dr.
Yeah, no, I'm Dr. Schmidt, but
okay.
No, I always just, I'm like, call me Greta.
In New York City.
Yeah, and in New York City.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What hospital?
So I did my training at NYU, but now I'm partnered with Mount Sinai with like the job I took.
That's huge.
Yeah.
You should tell the listeners, though, that you are a Green Bay product and were educated in Green Bay.
Yes. I went to MCW Green Bay, which was amazing. I had an excellent training. It was great.
So did you move away because you had to get away from mom and dad? I mean, just be honest with us. Nobody's listening.
I love Green Bay. I mean, I my husband's in tech and opportunities were a little bit better for him there. So we kind of, when you go through the residency process, it's, you don't really choose where you go. It's like a matching system. So you apply to places and then they have to pick you. And we wanted to go out to New York. So we put NYU as number one and then University of Austin as number two. Because those are good tech places. Yeah.
Okay.
So that would have been number two and then LA would have been three. So we only really put like places that, he would be really happy to. Because he's, been training with me for a while. It was kind of his turn.
Were you that kid that, I don't want to get into this because people are going to laugh and everything, but I wanted to be a taxidermist. So sometimes I would pick up a dead animal and put it in the basket of my bike and take it home and skin it.
Did you see that Dahmer movie? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. What made you want to be that?
I just wanted to be a taxidermist.
That's so interesting.
Really, I know.
Oh, yeah. You have to know the anatomy and stuff. That's a lot of biology.
That's what I mean. I had a scalpel. Okay. I ordered supplies, and I got a scalpel.
Kitchen knife.
I had a legit, honest-to-goodness scalpel.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what you do, right? Like, I remember, you start with, like,
and then you learn how to stitch up. You had to learn how to stitch up the squirrel?
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah,
more of the mice and rats, though, at Chicago, right? Didn't you break their necks and things?
Yeah, we did. I did research on mice.
Okay.
But yeah, it's all like everyone has a heart and a nervous system,
So I wasn't really that far away.
No, John.
You know what I'm saying? I knew where stuff was.
Why didn't you continue?
Because my parents were getting really mad because the basement smelled really bad from dead animals being down there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Other than that.
That's a good, that's a good job. You could be a doctor.
Yeah, I think so too. I could stitch up somebody if you want.
Yeah.
She's always been so encouraging to the text.
Does Jim have an annual budget line for wedding gifts?
That can be, right? I mean, some of those gifts can be.
Yeah.
And then they put them on the, what's that called? The
registry?
Yeah. And we're going through there and I would just be, I don't know if I would ask for stuff that expensive.
I agree. I'm sorry. I kind of agree with that.
$300, it's like, wow, that's not cheap.
Yeah.
And then you lose a little bit of your originality. It's like, oh, I know, I have a great gift. I'm going to.
Yeah.
But some of them have, you can contribute. Like, some of the stuff was contribute to the fund. Like, I think there was an espresso machine on there for, $1,500, but you could contribute to it.
Well, maybe at that wedding, why did they would have bought that? What should we get them some coffee too? It's like, geez,
Jim's got, John's got Folgers crystals. But I guess that's the time,
people want to give too.
Sanka.
I don't know, even my wedding, we didn't really ask for gifts. I mean, it was an ask when I had got married because people had to fly in and go to Elkhart Lake, which was a huge ask. I was like, I don't really need anything, but I was.
Oh, you had it at the
but I was surprised. Some people are very generous, but they want to be like some of my parents' friends, they.
Well, what I find crazy? My daughter who lives in New York, professional woman and the whole thing. And I don't know how many times where I'm like, hey, Linz, you're coming home I'm going to be in Portugal or I'm going to be in Colombia. Why? Bachelorette party. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Or Vegas. Vegas. I think
Nashville.
Nashville.
Miami.
Yeah.
Thing now, huh?
That is a total industry of bachelorette planning and this wedding we went to, it was in Park City, Utah.
Oh my gosh.
And skiing and
was where the bachelorette party was in Park City.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was an expensive weekend. And you have no idea what the bill's gonna be until the end.
Right, because it's all split.
It was 3 weeks later we get a Venmo request.
Well, how much does a, because I know guys rent tuxes and everything. I've done that a bunch of times for different events, but a woman doesn't rent her thing, right?
You can now. There's,
oh, you can?
There are quite a few places like Rent the Runway, Newly. These are all subscription based places and you can rent dresses.
Because otherwise you're laying out.
It's $350 or so.
And you'll never wear it again probably, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but.
Yeah.
I'd be the worst wedding planner
ever. Oh, yeah, I would think.
Yes. Yes.
And let's not even argue. Let's not even discuss that one. We're just going to go with it. Yeah. Worst ever.
Let's have a campfire over here. The banjo player will be over there.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Now, Jim, I think, would be a great wedding planner.
I do, too.
But he'd have the ideas, and then he'd say, someone figure out how to do it.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah. Greta,
welcome to my world.
Greta,
come on in.
She's got to be on the show every day.
Every day. Yes. 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 Insights from Greta. Every day.
Oh, yeah.
This is great.
She's been with me every step of the way. So, yeah, you're right. A little bit of that. I like weddings, but you know, they're not free and you got a budget for it. But yeah, you're right, Greta. I would come up with an idea. And
did you ever
just Uncle Bill?
Now you wanted to be a performer though too, right?
Oh yeah.
So I mean, did you ever say to yourself, do I become a doctor or do I go on Broadway?
You know, I did, and that was like a real conversation I had with myself. But
because I do remember that specifically when you were young.
Yes.
How interested you were
for sure.
In music.
You know, I always get excited when I see like older people on Broadway. I'm like, that'll be me someday. But in my mind, honestly, I was like, if you work hard enough, you can be a doctor. If you work hard enough, sometimes you can't be on Broadway because you're not the look, you're not the height, you're not, you know,
It's like it said, if you spend 18 minutes a day doing one specific thing every day for like 10 years or whatever, you'll be better than like 95% of the people doing that one thing. But I could throw a baseball for 18 minutes and I can't throw 100 miles an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I know what you mean about the doctor thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will say this, though. We had a lot. I remember when I was at Arizona State. I remember this one kid, he's going to be from L.A., frat boy, you know, the whole thing. He was going to be a doctor and took this public speaking class. He couldn't do it. Here's this kid, you know, shades up here, multi-million dollars, brilliant. He couldn't speak in front of people. And I think that caused a problem with him. So what you did in theater and everything, I think, is still playing a big part.
Oh, for sure. No, I think it's like the best thing you can do for your kid, put him in theater.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can you stick around, Greta?
I gotta
be honest with you. I haven't even got started on some of my physical problems.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, this is where I can
hang on. Get a notebook. Todd, get a notebook.
Okay.
I'll be back right after this.
Tell me what you really want to do. First you love me, then you get on down the line. But I don't mind.
Hey, welcome back. Fido and Mary here on Monday, man. We've got a big show coming up. Brittany Merlot will be talking to us about a beautiful weather week coming up ahead. Scott Vensey, Green Bay Press Gazette, talking about the start of prep sports and a little bit about that football game last night.
Yeah.
Ariel Perez, reporter, Green Bay Press Gazette, who is awesome, coming in today. So we got a full host. But first, Dr. Gretchen.
I had a question for you.
Greta.
My question was this. Jim was saying, or John, you were saying that if you do anything for 18 minutes a day, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah, right?
Yeah.
Well, you guys do a radio show for 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sure that the math.
But we take the weekends off.
I see.
Every single day.
All right.
And we got 9 more years, because didn't you say 10 years?
So,
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
I'm sure there's more to that, right? The 18 minutes, you have to kind of do some reflection. What am I getting better at? What do I need to to get work at? Because it's just, you can't.
I should.
Did you guys do that?
No, of course not.
There's no looking in the mirror and saying, these are
no
my
reviews.
Faults.
No.
I won't do this in front of your dad. I won't do this in your room. But I'm missing a big opportunity here for you to take a look at a serious wound. I suffered a serious third-degree burn.
Okay, get this, Greta.
Last week.
Really? We talk about how patients can... Are you serious? Get this. Steamer, right? You brought a steamer to the wedding.
I mean, no, those are dangerous.
Yes!
Yeah.
Okay. How do they get dangerous? Okay, you think anybody would ever be dumb enough to steam it with their clothes on?
I mean, yeah, that's probably... number one thing on do not do, but
it didn't say that. You'd think they'd have a little disclaimer, so I'm suing. Just like with McDonald's.
Right, the $7 million coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, he did burn himself, and it was pretty serious. It was. Yeah. He showed me a picture, but I hate looking at that stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't like looking at his.
So I bet you guys get some wild stuff coming in too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm an internal medicine doctor, so it's like I don't
what
see the
mean?
surgery stuff. It's like general medicine. Like I see 18 and above.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, and you can like do fellowships from that and go into cardiology, gastroenterology.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you're thinking of, I just want you are thinking of going on to school. Although you've been in school since you've been six. I just, you know, and you're what, 30?
Yeah.
But what might you look at?
So before medical school, I did a bunch of research in hematology, oncology, like cancer stuff. So that's
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's,
we'll see.
Do you think, because we have this discussion every day and we talk ourselves out of it. Do you think nutrition can really help a person?
Oh, for sure.
In general?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, what do you think he and I, just looking at us, may indulge in that we probably should?
Oh, Lord.
Well, back? I mean, like.
Because, can you judge BMIs?
Can you?
Can you do it? Do you have a trained eye?
I can probably guesstimate on you guys.
Todd did ours one day. Okay.
Get this. Well, yeah.
Go ahead. You tell the story.
There's a lady that came in here. Remember, I was telling you on the way here about, we were talking about COVID, how COVID kind of ruined some things. And one of the things it did was it kind of dismantled this group of veterans that used to fix up homes. And her dad has a home. So she came in here. We're talking to her. She walked in. She goes, you remember me? And I said, we look familiar. She used to work at Cellcom, which was, you know, you were born when I was working at Cellcom. She lost 195 pounds.
Yeah.
And it was through nutrition. She didn't, no pills, no surgery. And
she's got a prosthetic leg.
Can you believe that?
Wow. And she still walks.
She walks like 8-10 miles a day.
Well, like if you eat like a Mediterranean diet, your blood pressure can drop like 10 points.
Wow. So Todd,
you should do that.
We did it. Go ahead. Cece, did you hear that? You should do that.
Oh, wow.
How do you know he has high blood pressure? Well, I can assess it. Wow. I can see that. I can see that. So we took our BMI and Todd figured it out. We weigh yourself, height and all that. And it was like 32 or 30.
It was like exact.
It was 33.6. 32.6. What?
32?
No, 33.
What? Yeah.
I think it was 33.6, I think.
Yeah. Why are we shocked?
That's obese. That isn't like the category.
That's not the worst part yet.
So
hang in there, Greta.
So that
the lady, punchline.
Kathy was sitting right in that chair and Johnny said, you know, we just took our BMI and it was like 33.6 and she just looks at her gut. She goes, it's higher than that.
Honest to God.
So anyway, we got on a diet. Yeah. Did you notice this weekend how I was okay?
Here's the thing. Do you notice, John? She smiles a lot.
A lot.
Right?
A lot. Daughter smile where she doesn't want to hurt her dad.
Right.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to encourage him because, you know, he's lying.
She doesn't want to lie.
I got to tell you something. I got to tell you the diet I'm on. I'm down 4 pounds.
Okay.
What? I went from two. Remember I told you my goal was 224 by the time of our first football game Friday night?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm 226. So I'm down 4 pounds.
You
know what I've been eating like you can't believe?
What?
Scrambled eggs.
That's good.
With mushrooms. And Spam.
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 Okay.
It is nutritious and filling, and I'm telling, it's no carbs.
Do you know what that
is? Working
wonders.
It's like salt, right? Like it's
like
salty and
ham. Salty
ham.
And fat.
Okay.
But no carbs.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can give you a whole list of things I'm eating these days for your patients.
Wasn't it Spam Light?
Yes,
though?
It's Spam Light.
Yeah,
so
Spam Light.
Okay. Huge difference. Okay.
Spam Light. So.
I mean,
really good.
I don't know. You know, is it sustainable? Are you going to eat scrambled eggs and Spam every day the rest of your life now?
The rest of my life. Every day. So I'm going to eat. Yep.
Yeah. No.
And mushrooms. And I'm going to be a mushroom farmer. Did you hear that story?
No.
Oh. Yeah. I could. Okay. You and I could make so much money on this.
I have a friend who goes foraging with her husband.
Oh, well, that's kind of dangerous, though, because some of them are poisonous.
Yeah, I know, so but they have all the books. Yeah, and
tell her to stop that and buy them from me, because I'm doing this. I'm going to become
save the rash
mushroom farmer up in the UP in these old logs, and it's what was the one called? Shiitakes?
Yeah.
Wine cap or something?
Wine cap.
Wine cap. Growing these live.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You know, I had some of the best mushrooms at the farmer's market here. My husband and I used to live like right around here, and we would go on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And they had, this guy is a mushroom like he would have the logs and you'd just put them in the paper bag.
He's moving out of business.
He heard Minos coming in. He's getting out.
He decided to relocate.
I'll never compete. Here comes Walmart.
No, mushrooms are good for you.
But I know. So what I'm saying is I could send you bags and bags of them. You could sell them at the farmer's market for me in New York. I'll give you a cut.
Okay.
Well,
something tells me she's not going to need your money.
I think she's still open to it. I'll be honest with you. It's still open. Wow.
Anyway. No. Well, I will. Thanks for visiting. I don't get to see very often.
Oh,
she's taking off today. So
your dad loves you too so much. I mean, he just loves all you kids.
No, we're lucky.
Not as much as Milton, but still.
No, Milton's good for him. He needed Milton, so we're happy.
Thank you.
We're happy.
Yes, he did.
This is so great having you here. Congratulations. Like I said, it's wonderful knowing somebody when they're a little kid and have dreams and aspirations or whatever, and you know, you've lived them. I think it's fantastic. Yeah.
We talked a little bit about that last night, right? How that is pretty cool that you can kids say stuff when they're, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 and then things change, but you've stayed on that track. So
One bit of advice for anybody that wants to be a doctor like you?
That's a good question. I think you gotta just find some people, like mentors, kind of seek that out a bit. You know, if you know doctors, like friends, your parents, your friends' parents, whatever, and talk to them. Because it's, you know, it's a long road, but if you find someone who kind of...
Mentor you and kind of follow you along? I like it.
You could do that someday.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Greta, Dr. Greta, where are you in the age thing of the three?
I'm in the middle.
You're in the middle.
Oh,
Ooh, that's always tough. Good thing you overachieved. Greta, great
having
you.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm glad you guys had this. My dad sure has fun here.
Awesome.
So,
thank you so much. Yeah. Let's hit a quick break. Rick and Mirlo, next.
From the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, that was an unexpected treat.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Good for her.
Yeah, she's a good kid.
That's fantastic.
Does she always smile?
Yes, always.
Amazing.
Since she was a little kid. I'm telling you, I had three daughters and we go out quite a bit, but... Then I wouldn't see someone for like a couple of years. How's that girl?
Yeah. I told you, I remember her. I remember her plain as day.
She stood out a little bit. I mean, too, but yeah, she was always like that. A great name for her, too.
But I think that was when Donna came to the radio station, because she was real big through the high schools raising supplies for the troops.
Yes.
And that would be 2006, so I think that must be it.
Right.
And, okay.
Wow.
And back then, you know, she would have been 11?
Yeah, that's what I said.
10, 10.
That's exactly what I thought she was.
Yeah,
yep. I remember the first time I met Brittany Merlo, she was 11.
Was I?
Feels that way.
Yeah.
Got a couple of texts here. The show just needs Milton now. Good morning from Madison, fellas. Michael, good morning.
Hey,
Heights
Michael.
Pub and Parlor.
Love them.
So there we go. Brittany, what's going on in the weather world?
Oh, gosh. Beautiful week ahead, honestly. Right. Not much. I get a vacation, basically.
Nice. Nice.
So that means high pressure settling in, nothing really going on, but a lot of sunshine, temperatures getting warmer and warmer. After today, there is no rain in the forecast. I don't see any of it. I see humidity building in by the weekend.
You know, and school started, or schools, I teach, so school starts today, and I look at this weather week, I'm like, kind of you wish it wouldn't be.
That's
like
true.
The perfect week.
Like Saturday felt like a back to school.
Yeah, that totally. It's okay to go back to school like on Saturday. It was not great here.
No, it was not. It was kind of gross all across the state. Those scattered showers, those clouds, that wind, the cooler temperatures. But yeah, everything's changing around. We'll stay a little on the cooler side both today and tomorrow in those low to mid 70s. But then by Thursday, we pop right to the upper 70s, flirting with 80. In fact, we climb into the mid 80s by Saturday. And like I said, it's going to be feeling like summer.
We got high school football Friday night. It's going to be hot for that, huh?
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, Friday night lights, right?
Yes.
That's going to be hot. Yeah.
Tank top for Johnny.
We just got an email from NBC26.
Yeah, right.
No,
right, no.
Is what they said.
Ain't gonna happen. New dress code. Hey, Brittany, I heard it could be 90 this coming weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That could possibly on Sunday. We're looking at right now 88 degrees. Okay. So why not?
Yeah.
We haven't had a lot of 90s, have we?
No, we have not.
No, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. We had an awesome summer here. So
it was. Well, that one day when I went stupid with how far I walked.
Oh, yeah. Those steps.
That heat index was like 100 that day.
Oh, I can't believe you went out and did that that day.
There's still puddles of me out on the trail.
For real.
They really are.
They call it Mino gravy is what they call it.
Johnny juice.
The power of alcohol.
Yep, all over the place. Yep. By the way, today is National Photography Day. I could see you be the type of person when you go on all these backpacking trips and everything, you'd be into photography.
I am. You guessed correctly. I love it. Nature, animals, anything, the water too, any cloud formation, I'm taking pictures of it 100%.
Another thing that I think your alley, aviation day.
Oh, is it today?
Yes.
Stop. This is amazing. Thank you for telling me.
You're welcome.
Aviation day. Yeah, do you you don't have your own plane. Do you have your own plane?
Oh, I wish. Okay. No, one day I'm going to have a seaplane. That's right. The goal.
Oh, that's cool. Yep. Anyway, I should say his name anyway. There's a guy in Green Bay who's got a seaplane, and he'll land it on the Fox River, and then whatever that's like, I don't know, throttle up or whatever you guys call that, wake up to the dock, gets out, and goes has a drink.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. That's cool.
Isn't that the
life? Know him.
I know him?
Yeah, you know him.
So, will he let me fly it sometime?
I gotta call him. He'll probably maybe. But that's a really cool little plane. I think it's always a two-seater.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah.
I always want to do one of those backpacking trips in Canada with one of those. Where they all land on the water and everything.
Yes. Yeah, that's what this thing does. I don't know. I think, but whatever. I that wouldn't be for me, but I think that's great. So when you do that, just pull up to Fox Heights. That's where he pulls up to, and we'll have a drink together.
I like it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good goals. I like it.
Brittany, okay, everybody talks about, you know, long range type things and stuff like that, okay? Do you believe in that at all? Like where you can look at a, you know, somebody says the woolly mammoth or whatever, if it's, you know,
woolly mammoth.
Oh, what is it? Like those little things when it's like the caterpillar or we're looking at different stuff to, you know, I think there might be some truth to it. I'm not going to rely everything on that.
Yeah. Farmer's Almanac used to do a big thing about it. My folks used to get Farmer's Almanac all the time.
The yellow book.
And it was something on how thick the caterpillar's fur was to determine how the winter was going to be. And a lot of people really, really follow that scientifically.
Oh, I'll bet you there's some truth to that. You know, I mean, because you can even, back in the day before we had Brittany Malone, the animals could warn you about storms and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I think there's a lot to that. Okay, I don't know the woolly mammoth thing, but.
Yeah, well, not woolly mammoth. What is it?
It's the woolly caterpillar,
isn't
it?
Woolly caterpillar.
Those are black and brown ones.
Ugly ones,
yeah.
The woolly mammoth. Yeah, if you're saying a woolly mammoth, intervention time.
Yeah, good point.
Ice age.
It's time, yeah.
I got a woolly mammoth bone.
Okay.
A woolly mammoth?
I get a woolly mammoth bone.
Those big things like elephants?
Yeah. I got it in Fairbanks, Alaska. Went to this place that's sold a lot of stuff. And it had a diagram of the woolly mammoth.
Oh,
and
it was scamming you. That was some tourist area?
I'll bring it in.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't doubt you bought it.
I'll show it to you.
Sentences you never thought you'd hear on the show, Brittany. I have a woolly mammoth bone.
True. You know, I have a woolly mammoth ring. You have a bone. I have a ring.
Okay. I'm going to bring it in.
Alaska got me, too.
I hope we can find the paperwork. Wow. Okay. I'm proving you wrong,
original.
Both you guys.
All right.
Very, very wrong. Okay. I'm proving you guys.
So, Brittany, tell me a little bit more about this photography. There are a ton of people that are into photography. Did you buy a bunch of high-end equipment, or are you just using all the new technology phone?
I am just using the highest quality technology phone at this moment.
It's incredible what you can do with that, though.
It's so true. I was able to capture the northern lights on just night mode on my phone, and I got them just as good. Well, maybe not the best, but almost as good as everybody else.
Right. You posted some. I saw those. Those were great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Those were really cool.
I mean, they even captured some shooting stars, too. So I'm fine with the phone. It's smaller. It's easier. It's cheaper. But a lot of people have those fancy cameras with the lenses that cost hundreds of dollars to get these things. Yes. So, beautiful, though.
So we grew up in Two Rivers, and we've been to Neshoto Park, you know, on the beach down there.
Yeah.
And my brother, my mom remembers always going there, like, watching sunsets. So my brother, with his camera, has taken just a ton of sunset pictures. And that's what's on her, like, one of her walls is, like, I don't think there's, like, 9 or maybe more than that, 12 pictures of just different sunsets. To me, they all look kind of the same, but, you know, she sees different things.
You want to know my favorite shot from Neshoto Beach?
What's that?
Was when that lighthouse got knocked over. Remember that a few years ago? The waves were so high, I want to say they're, like, 16 feet high.
Those crashing waves.
And it knocked the lighthouse right over. Or the buoy lighthouse type thing.
Wow.
Don't you remember that?
No.
On the breakwater.
Yeah, I know. I know where it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty wicked.
Oh, it's crazy.
So, hey, have you been biking?
Yes, I have. I went out biking this weekend. What else did I do? Stand-up paddleboarding. I'm going to be so sore come 2 days from now. That is such a workout. Have you ever guys ever tried stand-up paddleboarding?
It looks easy, but it's not, huh?
I don't think it looks very easy. That's hard to do. On Sundays at Elkhart Lake, there's no wake. So that's the day that I attempted it.
Try it then.
Attempted.
Yes.
How did it go?
No, not good. I think that's a really hard
thing. Is it hard to stand up? I mean, the whole
time? Yes.
You can't, your paddle doesn't like brace you like type thing?
I think those boards should be wider.
I think so too.
Well, you know, you got
more stability.
What did your doctor, what did your personal trainer tell you to do?
I just want to tell you, lunges. You know what? I had to do lunges last week. You know how you don't fall over doing lunges? Wider steps, and that's really, really true.
Wider stance.
Right, wider stance. Well, then you got to take the steps. But wider stance. So anyway, yes, the paddle boards, Brittany, let's lobby for wider boards.
Wider boards, yes.
Where did you do that, Brittany?
Where did I go? Oh, it was Lake Dubay. It's between Stevens Point and Wausau.
Okay.
And I didn't realize, I wasn't thinking straight. Think about Sunday boaters. There are a lot of them out there, you know. And I was just a little stand-up paddleboard compared to them. So there were some sketchy moments when I wanted to cross the lake, and I decided to stick to the shoreline. But I got a workout with those waves and those wakes just beating me up. But it was a blast, honestly, because you're in the water, you're out in the sun, you're out there with people, and you're getting a workout all at the same time.
Do you put your feet in, like things, or is it just...
No.
No, okay.
Just pure balance, yeah. You just... Wow. I do it barefoot. Some people wear gym shoes, but I was straight barefoot. You kind of keep your legs bent a little bit, and it's all that core workout. When you first pop up on there, your legs are shaking like jello. I'm not kidding. You're like, oh. And then once you get used to how the waves feel, and you kind of lean into them a little bit when they hit you, and, you know, you get over the fear, then you start to get that balance. But you'll feel it.
If you fall off, is it hard to get back up?
A little bit. I mean, you're kind of flopping onto the board, right? You just reach over. Some people push the very end down, and then they'll scoot their butt on top of it, in a sense. But there's ways. but you're attached to it. It's got that little thing leashed around your ankle.
Oh, like a surfer?
So you're not going to be far away.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like you ever go tubing, and you fall out of the tube or whatever, and it's hard to get back up and back on.
Uh-huh.
And I told you that story. That's what when I had that tragic accident at Lazy River at Wisconsin Dells.
What is this?
Yeah, that 4 foot river.
This is it. I've still got a scar. I can show you.
There was blood in the. Can you believe this?
My daughter said something to me behind me, and I leaned back like this, and my inner tube flew up and propelled me backwards into the kids.
And he almost drowned in 4 feet of water.
And I scraped my knee really bad. So I'm standing there bleeding. They're like, "Sir, please get out of the water." The kids were screaming. And stuff like that.
Another statement you never thought you'd hear on the show. A tragic accident
On the Lazy River.
I will show you. I'm going to take a picture of my scar.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to see it.
Okay.
I'm glad you're okay.
All right. But what I'm saying is I couldn't get back up on that thing, so I had to just grab the thing and climb out. So
you
I couldn't
gotta
get back
like,
on.
You got to kind of like jump up.
I know. But it's...
That's why.
That's not easy.
No. Okay. And have you ever been whitewater rafting? And those tubes have the big, they're really, really inflated. If you ever get thrown out a whitewater rafting tube, good luck getting back in. They have to like grab you underneath your armpits, drag you up like a doll. It's hysterical.
I have not done that.
No, I used to be a guide.
This
really? My second job.
Where? Yes.
Up in Minnesota on the St. Louis River, I would take people down.
You're so much more outdoorsy than we are.
Yeah, I did that, but it was a long time ago. It's probably your age. But yes, that is fun. We didn't fall out. I mean, we had a guide and everything, but yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Good time.
All right, Brittany, give us a forecast because we got football coming up.
Yes.
Woohoo! All right, so we're going to be in those low to mid-70s both today and tomorrow. We could see a few spotty showers here this afternoon, but after that, High pressure settles in. Beautiful sunshine, dry all week long. We're going to climb to near 80 degrees by Thursday. We climb to the mid-80s by Saturday and near 90 on Sunday.
So humidity builds noon start, I believe, for the Packers on Saturday. How does that look?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fantastic. Around we'll probably 90? Already be into the upper 70s. Yeah, climbing into the mid-80s. But it's going to be sticky out there and humid. So,
okay.
Shorts, well, paint, I don't know. Do all the Packers awesome stuff. Cheese heads, all of that jazz.
Yeah. It's going to be humid, though.
Yes, it will.
All right. Well, yep. Still, 80, 85, 90, that's going to be great.
Get a good glisten.
And that might be the, that might be the last really, really nice weekend. So, I'm glad the Packers are home. And, yeah, that's going to be a fun game. All right, cool.
All right, Brittany, it's always so much fun having you on, and still so impressed that you tow your own camper.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I appreciate it. I could back it up, too.
Do you? What did you, wow. What did you do to eat?
That's tricky.
It is. What did I do to eat? Yeah. I made a lot of sandwiches, and then I went out of town. Or you can buy food there, too.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, that you pretty much did. You didn't have a little hibachi or a little barbecue or anything?
No, well, my friends did. I left that stuff at home. I had too much work to do.
I see. That backing up the camper, I was talking to my daughter this morning about just remember when we temp driving. Who taught you how to back up a camper? Because that is tricky.
You know, honestly, myself. I just had to do it by trial and error.
Okay.
Which, yes, I did smash the back of it once. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's great. Yeah, you are an outdoors person. Yep. You should blog that.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of. Not a lot, but there's a number of Britneys that maybe, you know, I can do this.
Interested.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
It's like you have no fear.
Just doing things. And you do it. You get out there. So
love it.
All right.
Love it.
Cool. Thanks for the weather.
I want to go parasailing with you someday.
Ooh, yes. That'd be a blast. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Let me check your schedule.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Brittany Merlot, you're the best. Thank you again.
Thanks, Brittany.
Civic Media. We'll be back with Scott Fency of the Green Bay Press Gazette when we come back.
I'm going to go out.
Always fun having Brittany Merlot. We got Scott Fency coming up. We got Ariel Perez coming up from the Green Bay Press Gazette. It's gonna be a fun
it's
day.
Kind of Green Bay Press Gazette day.
Kind of. And then I gotta head out at 8:30 ish.
Right.
Co-hosting over at Channel 5 on Local 5 Live with Lisa Malik. It's always fun.
Yes. Oh yeah, you do a good job with that.
She's so easy to work with.
You guys did not dress exactly the same, but you do kind of match this morning. Because you both have those pastel, you got yellow on Jim, you got blue on John, you both have your khaki pants on.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
I did bring, I brought a different shirt. You want me to go change? Because I brought a different shirt. If we get too close, I got just, and it's black. So don't, if you wear black and I wear black here, then we're in trouble. Because that's
we're okay then, I think. But
because black is manly.
Absolutely. That's right. No question about it. So we got a lot of great guests coming on today about that Packer game. You know, I don't get too excited over exhibition football. I really don't. But I just want to say this, for as bad as it was, I mean, it was, you know, everybody say it's Packers backups versus their starters and that whole thing. I like the way that third string quarterback throws a football for the Packers. He has one of the quickest releases I've seen on a young quarterback in a long time.
And that's real competitive, right? The number two quarterback? Yeah.
Well, I think they'll both make the team. Oh. And one will be like the practice squad guy and Clifford will be the other guy. But okay. I like the way that third string quarterback threw a football. You know, that's the fun part in watching games this time. Don't worry about the score. Don't worry. Just try to see guys that stand out. And you say, hey, this guy could be something.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I like.
You know, I just thought it was a little boring. Can I say that? I did. And maybe 6 minutes, 7 minutes I watched. You know, and it was in the middle. I kind of, you know, everybody watches the beginning, right? And then it was funny, when I turned it back on, it was when they scored the safety.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then that was it. But anyway.
But
you watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I wanted to watch that kid. I just thought, okay, this is fun watching him. Real tragic story about him.
The third
in high
string?
School.
Oh.
Yeah, he was homeschooled up until high school. He'd never gone to school before. but he really wanted to play football, so he went to high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then he's got this wide receiver who was phenomenal. Got a full ride scholarship, but he was homeless. And he was going to Georgia Tech.
Really?
Yeah. And he,
that's a great. Okay, I want to hear
and
this.
And he committed suicide.
Oh.
So he's got his tattoo on his arm. But yeah.
That had the makings of a great story.
I know.
Sorry to hear that. Okay. So that was like his best friend, and that was his receiver in school.
Best friend. Going to going to Georgia Tech, great college, great school.
Yeah, man.
And yeah. But they said, the young guy, the quarterback, said they think and talk with some of the people. I think it might have been the principal they had on or something. It's like he felt guilty because his mom and brother were going to still be back in poverty. And here he was going to this great school and, you know, big stud on the football team and all this. I guess he really felt guilty about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what led it to him. So, yeah. But they had a whole story on him. You could find. They didn't have it on the show last night, but I've been following him a little bit. So really interesting.
You follow certain people.
Well,
yeah. You do, because you don't follow teams as much as you follow
exactly.
a person.
Yep. You're exactly correct.
And I don't know. I don't think that's what they want. I think they want people to follow. You know, you know what I'm saying? But you and that other, that basketball too, you follow her.
Yeah, Caitlin.
Yeah.
She had a great game again yesterday. Got off to a horrific start. Just horrific. Then she just tore it up. She was just outstanding. Love watching her. And I think she's brought so much excitement to it. It's unbelievable.
You know, but you learn backstories of people, and most of us just
that's
don't.
The fun part.
Yeah. I
mean, that's the part I really like. Just, I mean, NFL quarterbacks. I could tell you whatever you want to know about most NFL quarterbacks, the backstory part.
Yeah. I think that's great that you take that interest. And and I think that's one of the reasons why. I don't know, you like it maybe more than I do. I mean, I do like the game, but it means a lot to you when certain people do well.
Kind of a tragic story, although looks like it might, hopefully have a positive ending. Former Packer quarterback Don Horn, he was number one draft pick in 1967, didn't really play a lot. He was actually in the Army for 2 years and the whole thing. But anyway, went into the hospital for something and got septus?
Sepsis.
Sepsis.
Yep. Is that an infection?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they gave him a 5% chance to live.
And he got recently. That in the hospital.
Yeah.
Hospitals, boy, they kill a lot of people. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I mean, for anybody heading to the hospital today.
John,
good luck, everybody.
Okay. Okay, whatever.
I never thought I would hear on a radio show. Okay.
This just in.
Okay, laugh all you want. I'm telling you that poor guy got an infection, and how's he doing? That's very, very serious.
Todd, can you look it up? Don Horn.
Yep.
H-O-R-N.
I'm telling you, that is
very,
very serious.
Well, like I said, they gave him 5% chance to live. Yeah. And it looks like he's battling back from it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. He's a really good guy. Met him a few times here. Just never panned out. He had one really great game. 1969. Threw for like, I think, 487 yards against the St. Louis Cardinals. Just a phenomenal game filling in for Bart Starr.
So it looks like he's recovering.
Okay.
And this actually is from the Press Gazette that I'm looking up right now. But they launched a GoFundMe campaign because of obviously, you're in the in the hospital for that long. I think they are trying to raise a goal of like $40,000 to cover his medical expenses.
Okay.
So,
but he is recovering?
He seems to be recovering.
And it was septus?
Sepsis. Wow. Yeah, something like that.
Wow. I'm going to give some money to that. That GoFundMe is a fun thing to do. Like, let's say you're going to go to dinner tonight or you go spend $25 or $50. You go to that GoFundMe page, and then there's some great, and they really filter those. Those aren't BS. Those are real. That's the real deal.
There used to be kind of a scam problem something.
No, I think they filtered that. And
because I was going to do one for a friend of mine who got hurt really bad in this accident, and I was going to do one. And his sister called me, says, are you really doing this? Stop. Because everybody thinks it's a scam, that you're not doing this and whatever. And it's like, whoa, okay. So I felt really bad and I backed out.
I don't know. I don't know. I like that organization.
No, I do too. But I think it used to be a little less structured.
Yeah, I think they've got it covered now for the
most
part.
And if you hear it, if it's being endorsed by the Press Gazette, I mean, if you get an endorsement from somebody calls you.
No question
you,
about that, yeah.
And sometimes you hear those stories, you know, that they're really, you know, that principal. I don't know. There's so many sad stories. The principal that got killed, and then that guy that was out, and that guy that was out collecting cans for at night for his kids just to go to school, and then he So that kind of stuff. I mean, it's. I think if you got 25, 50 bucks, you should send it.
I agree. No question about it.
And then just don't go to dinner. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's, but there, if you read that, you could go broke.
Yeah, because there's so many you want to.
And they're really, and if they're no all question. True, it's unbelievable the pain that's out there.
Yeah.
You know, but like, but you know, this guy, is this guy a Green Bay guy, this Horn?
No, he's from California.
Oh.
But he, you know, he lived here for 4 years.
Yeah.
So,
cool. All right.
All right, we got to set a quick break. We come back. The guru of Pret Sports in Green Bay history, Scott Vincey, joining us next.